listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, Alabama's syndicated news talk leader. That's right. Here we are in the Right Side Studios, covering down on all the issues, local, state, national. Man, we are covering down on some ground. And like the dude just said, we are solid, conservative, and just plain right. How in the world are we already in hour number three? That is amazing to me.
I can't believe it. I mean, it just flies.
Wow. Okay, so, all right, hour number three. Here we go. One of my favorite segments every single week. So there's other folks that help do the things necessary to make Right Side Radio work. I get to be a voice in the microphone the majority of the time. You hear Boomer's voice sometime. What you also don't see is in the background, besides Boomer running the board and making sure all the tech in the studio works, and sometimes it doesn't, and he's like crawling under desks during the breaks and making things work again. We've got Birdman on the outside of things, who is, and now I guess I need to go ahead and change the joke a little bit. So Boomer does everything in-house, and then we let Birdman work in the outhouse. So that's where that is. And then, of course, we have Alicia, who is literally the cat herder that keeps all of us straight and runs the office at Right Side Media, and we couldn't do without her as well. But I love doing this segment once a week, Boomer and the Birdman. So let me just make sure. I mean, Boomer, we've got you, obviously. You're here.
I'm right here.
There you are. Birdman, are you with us?
I sure am.
You need to sound more enthusiastic. But get that man, get that man a Red Bull. What is happening right now? All right, listen. I'm going to go ahead and say Boomer the Birdman kicks off. That means we have to have a sound effect. Hit it. All right, the special sound effect. All right, fellas, you know the deal. I ping you with questions. Sometimes you ping me with questions. We just see where you guys stand. There ain't no right or wrong answer. I want to hear from you. I want to hear from your generation because y'all are both the 20s and the 30s. Tell me what you're thinking. Here's the first question. So last week, President Biden gave his speech. I don't know what to call it. It was like the anti-MAGA red speech. But he gave his speech in front of Independence Hall. I want to hear your independent thoughts on the speech. Was it optically good, optically bad? Was the message good, message bad? And if that mattered, who was it directed to? Was he trying to inflame his own base or to cow down the Republican base? So I'll start Birdman, you first.
I mean, obviously the optics were terrible. I don't think that's up in question at all. One thing that stood out more than anything else to me is I feel like if you are a full-fledged Biden supporter, that should have been the most worrying speech your president has given you in his entire term. Huh. And the reason I say that is not just because of the obvious aspects, but he spent so much time, and somebody actually charted out individually and counted it, but he spent so much time focused on the other side, alienating people, that he didn't concern himself at all with what is actually being done. He just allows the other side, quote unquote, to rent out space in his head just free. And if I was voting for that kind of person, I would, and that came up, I would be having second thoughts because he's not focused on what actually matters. He's focused on the wrong thing.
Well, so let me ask you this though. The other part of the question was, obviously, you didn't like the speech, but who was it geared toward? Was it geared for his own base, or was it geared against the other side?
No, I don't think it was geared for his own base whatsoever. And I think to say that it was is just a complete omission of what was actually brought up. He spent so much time with thinly veiled arguments for what he's doing that were all just set to bash the other side. There was nothing that could be even considered unifying.
Yeah.
It was just all thin veiled nonsense.
All right, so the optics were interesting. What if you, in your memory, when you think of that speech, what's the visual that comes up?
Oh, of course, it's that red backdrop with his fists in the air. It looked like something out of The Office with Dwight Schrute Blood alone moves the wheels of history. That's what I heard.
So we had Jeff Poore on a little while ago. He said he kept waiting for Emperor Palpatine to come out and try to dissolve the Senate. So
Darth Biden.
Yeah. Darth Biden.
That's good.
All right, Boomer, you up now. The speech. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, okay. So I'm going to start with what we ended with, just with Birdman. The vision of it is, I don't know if I can say this, but
you don't know you can say it.
Well,
you're the one that controls the beeper button.
Boop. I mean, the redness, the dictatorship, that's what it looked like. Yeah. I mean, to me, it was just, it was crazy. The way that a lot of this speech was going after just Republicans. And what's crazy to me is how he backtracks the next day.
The very next day.
The very next day. And so that right there should show everyone, what's going on? I mean, he's just going after the Republicans, going after Trump, going after, everything that we stand for. But I mean,
all right, so let me ask you this. So Birdman made his point that he believes it was designed more against the opposite side.
Mm-hmm.
Am I correct in saying that, Birdman? That's what you said, right?
That's right.
Okay. All right. If that's Birdman's point, then let me ask you this. Did it work, Boomer?
No. Absolutely not.
I think it just makes everyone
just even more, how do I say this? They just see now that Biden's just crazy. I mean, that he's not.
Okay, but let me ask you this. There was a time, you said earlier in the show, there was a time when, because of your job, you were not dialed into politics, not dialed into news. So if you were still in the position where you were not a news hound like you are now, or not more politically agnostic, I guess, and you just saw that speech, would it have worked on you?
I don't think so, because I think the vision of it would have affected me more than anything. Seeing it and seeing how they portrayed it, I think it would have turned me completely off of everything.
All right. Well, then, like one jam up question here at the very end on this speech. Does anybody at the White House communications team get fired because of that speech? Birdman, you first.
No. Absolutely not. No. This is...
So are they off in the background high-fiving? Wow, we did a great thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Awesome?
Listen, they knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
They absolutely knew what they were doing. Like I said, this was just thinly veiled political theater. That's all it was.
All right, so Boomer, do you agree or no?
I agree. The only reason I agree with that is because they may not even know that anybody's mad about it. That's the way I agree.
You think they're so in their bubble. They're so in their bubble right now. They're like,
man. We're doing the Inflation and Reduction Act, and now we're just going to give an awesome speech. Let's see what else we're going to do. That's the way I'm looking.
Green
at
energy. Woohoo!
Yeah, woo!
LGBTQ rights. Woohoo! Diversity, equity, inclusion. Woohoo! All right. Okay. Next question before that was epic. All right. Next question. Totally different topic. All right. Inspired question. You ready for it?
Yeah.
I'm curious. So you guys are in the 20s and 30s generations. Where do you personally get your news from? Where does your generation tend to get its news from? Why is that where they get their news from? What's the market for your generation? Like if somebody wanted to, all right, you 30-somethings, Boomer, if someone wanted to gear themselves to make sure that you heard their message, where would they go? Tell me.
My generation, social media, radio, online news stories.
You're looking at notes.
I am. Right when you pulled it up, I started typing it in. Well, the reason I say that, but for me personally, I get all my news from Right Side Radio.
Oh, so nice.
So I just, I should encourage everyone else to do the same thing. But
there'll be a little something extra for you in your pay packet. Thank you for that.
Oh, I got to it before Birdman did. But
thank you. Stole it from me.
But yeah, I mean, definitely social media and radio. I'm not looking at it right now, but I was a second ago. Like the social media, I think it says somewhere around 44% get their news from social media, about 21% from radio. And something like 17, 15 from like online news stories, 18% actually.
Okay, if you were not Boomer in the Radio Guy, Boomer the Radio Guy gets his news obviously from, you help with the show, so you see a lot of news. You help with the resourcing of the show, you see a lot of news. You're also tuning in more on your own, you see a lot of news. If you were not in this gig, where would you personally think you'd be getting your news?
I personally would be getting it probably from one of those areas, but honestly, a lot of mine was hearing it from one of my best friends and then going to research it myself.
Okay, so word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
That then pushed you to a source.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Cool. All right, so Birdman, you.
Honestly, I'm kind of with Boomer on this. I don't use mainstream media like Fox, CNN. I don't use any of that television at all. And I typically don't use their websites a lot. Social media is probably the one where it starts, but I don't really take that as gospel. If I see something newsworthy, I Google it. I look it up myself. I corroborate it across multiple different platforms and things like that. That's just how I personally do it. I don't tend to trust any one thing. I want multiple things to verify it. As far as my generation goes, man, I'd have to say probably the majority would be social media.
Yeah.
The problem with social media is that it typically stems from a lot of puff pieces and nonsense. It's not reliable.
I mean, you got to mix it with what did Kanye and Kim do and whatever else. But
well, it's true. And typically it's warped from places like CNN, MSNBC, or on the other side, Fox. You know that I want to know more than just the headline typically the headline tells 5%.
All right. So bonus question on this one right here, like news sourcing for your generation, for you personally. Birdman, you first. What is your favorite not Right Side Radio? Don't try and go down that road. What is your favorite personal, like, if you had time to check one thing, where would you be going?
Oh, that's a good one.
I know you got a few subscriptions, so.
Honestly, it's between probably National Review. I love the Daily Wire.
Oh yeah,
I love the Daily Wire. They have a little bit of the, you know, not the beef flair to them with the way they have some satirical headlines and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I feel like National Review, the way they go about their business, I feel like is a little bit more, like you said, if I had to set for one, I would trust them more than the majority of the others just in the way that they operate.
All right.
I trust that.
Boomer, where would you be?
Mine would actually be Newsmax.
Newsmax.
Yeah.
Okay. You like that kind of edgy reporting kind of style.
Yeah. That would be if I only could choose one. I generally, you know, look at Fox and Fox Business and everything. But if I had to choose one, I would go with Newsmax just because it's a little bit more just on the edgy side and I could then make my own assumption.
All right. Fair enough. Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Good first round. Boomer, take us to a break, bud. We'll go ahead and come right back after this to wrap up the next section of Boomer and the Birdman. And I think we're going to, y'all get to ask me a question, any question. Oh, woo! Lord, I don't know what I'm doing when I let you guys do that. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. And we are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative, just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. All right, so we are back, Boomer and the Birdman. So just sort of pinging questions and seeing what they think. I love getting their perspectives because they're also good at what they do, keeping the show running, but they're good at what they think a lot of times, and I like to hear it. The other thing is I think it's important that we make sure that it's not just the perspective of the old guy here. I mean, I've got a 20 and a 30-something both with me on this show, and they got great perspectives, and I love hearing from the other side of the generational gap sometimes. But this is a piece we've been doing the last 2 or 3 weeks now. I flipped it and let y'all just ask me what you want. So, Boomer, you first. Have you got a question for the old guy?
Not the old guy. No way. Okay, so I do have a question. We've been talking a little bit about it last week and this week. With California making their 2035, hey, this is what we're going to do with Woo-hoo! EV vehicles. Yeah, we're going to go there. Woohoo! Obviously, well, I believe that. I don't think it's going to work. But with all these other states, I know we touched about this on one of the other shows. With all the other states saying, hey, we're going to do what California does.
Oh, yeah, the emission standards.
The emission standards, yeah. So is this actually going to happen, and how are those other states going to get around it?
No. So first of all, here's what I anticipate is going to happen. You already saw it with Virginia. Virginia woke up and went, we're what? We're tied to California's air. What? We're Virginia. Well, part of that was because they had a Democrat governor who agreed to sign a bill passed by a largely Democrat-controlled legislature that just literally said, what California does is what we're going to do, which is lazy politicking, by the way. Lazy legislative action. So I think you're going to see more states are going to go, what? We're not doing that. Because maybe California air emission standards were considered to be, you know, the ones that are best designed to help get you to clean air. But no one realized they were going to set the standard in place that says, oh, by the way, you're going to go to all electric vehicles by 2035. A lot of these states who adopted it, they have auto manufacturers in their states that are offended right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, the other question with that, I saw a piece today on Fox News, and I forgot who actually said it, but it was an EV producer, like a car producer.
Yeah, yeah.
And they said, I don't think we can do this.
So that's an EV producer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think we can produce that. You know,
yeah.
You know, something
sources
like that.
Say, no.
And then with the fossil fuels, I mean, they realize that that's what charges their cars.
All right. Before I run out of time, let me go to the Birdman. Oh. Birdman. I know Boomer's over here just running the clock, bro. He's like,
it's
like a filibuster. Mr. President, like to start my first hour, please. But no, just kidding. Birdman, question for me.
Yeah, mine's a little darker, so sorry.
Oh, Lord.
But,
okay.
So, you know, over the weekend, Biden was giving that speech about, you know, for the brave white right-wing Americans about the Second Amendment. You know, you're going to have to fight against the country with an F-15, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. It's hard hearing a president say that, but I kind of want your thoughts on what this, kind of where this goes for how the American people is going to translate this. I mean, he's calling out direct people groups and the right-wing Americans, quote-unquote, who support the Second Amendment. Do you think that him saying this and then following it up with saying, quote, that he will do whatever it takes to get rid of AR-15s, all that kind of stuff, do you think this is a direct attack on our Second Amendment outright?
Yes. Next question.
Gotcha.
Okay. Right. Well. Now, but the reality is, yes. I do think it's absolutely a Second Amendment attack. He does not care. But he also does not understand. He doesn't even know what an AR. I guarantee you, he doesn't even know what a high capacity magazine is. He doesn't.
That's true.
He doesn't know. He doesn't know they don't make 15 round magazines. You know, the out in California, Washington State, where you can't have more than a 15 round magazine. What do you have to do? Put a plug in your 20 rounder? I don't understand how that even works. But do I think it's an assault? Yes. I thought you were going to ask me, do I think we're ever going to have civil war? No, I don't think we're going to have armed civil war. But I think what he's doing is being intentionally inflammatory for no good reason. It's a clear indication he doesn't know how to lead, because his job is to actually be Joe Biden, be a Democrat, but recognize that his job is not to alienate the whole half of the country. It's to try to do what he can to bridge the gaps when he can, but he refuses to do that. So
that's good stuff.
All right.
Yep.
All right, fellas, we didn't get the stupidest story of the week, but I appreciate you nonetheless. Y'all have a great day. Boomer, you stay with me. You can't leave yet. All right, good to go.
I'll be here.
All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We got 30 minutes left.